This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham in for Cynthia Canty. The Ann Arbor Film Festival has been going strong for nearly six decades. It begins tomorrow and it runs through the 31st. Leslie Raymond is director of the Ann Arbor Film Festival. She sat down with Cynthia Canty to discuss some of the Michigan-made films that we'll be showing this year.
So here we are, year 57 for the Ann Arbor Film Festival. Why do you think this track record has been so long and so successful?
I really feel like it's Ann Arbor. The festival came out of Ann Arbor, 1963, hot center of counterculture movement happening here, Students for a Democratic Society, a little bit later, Hash Bash, you know, this kind of progressive-minded attitude, not just from that time period, but that continues and is a big part of the character of Ann Arbor. And I think that because we have people who are very interested in the alternative, whether that's alternative music, alternative food, there is a liking for alternative films as well.
This is the bread and butter, right? Avant-garde and experimental and alternative films.
Exactly. That's what we do, and that's what we've done for 57 years.
And also one of a handful of Academy Award qualifying festivals in
the U.S. That's right. That's right. So if your film shows in our festival and it wins either the Best of Festival Award or the Chris Frayn Best Animated Film Award, there's a Lawrence Kasdan Best Narrative Film Award, and maybe our Best Experimental Award. I believe those are the ones that you then are automatically Oscar qualifying.
I've got to ask, have you had any Oscar winners in
that
the history?
That is a great question. We probably have. But,
okay.
Yep.
big history.
Yep, big history. And that's a good, I would say, a summer intern project. We're tiny.
You may be tiny, but you just dropped some big names in these awards. I heard Lawrence Kasdan. I heard Ken Burns. And there's some big names through the years that exhibited some of their early works at the Ann Arbor Film Festival, such as
George Lucas, who showed THX 1138. That was his student film in grad school, and that showed at the Ann Arbor Film Festival when the Exploding Plastic Inevitable was in its early days. That was Andy Warhol and the Velvet Underground, and they did this music and projections onto the musicians and creating an environment that came to the Ann Arbor Film Festival in the 60s.
Mm-hmm. I know Brian De Palma has, and also Gus Van Sant.
Right.
So lots of names.
Right.
Now, this year, you got 3,000-some submissions from 65 countries.
That's right.
How many did you choose for the festival?
We chose 142 in the end for films in competition.
How do you choose? What's the process of wading through 3,000 submissions and making sure that everybody gets a fair consideration?
Right. We are very proud of our review process. It's tied into the original ethos of the festival. When our festival founder, George Manupelli, who was teaching at the art department at the time at University of Michigan, started the festival, he insisted that there be a panel of five or six people who would all watch all of the films, and they would watch them all together. In those days, there was maybe 200 or 300 films. You weren't allowed to take the film off the projector. You had to watch the whole thing. And part of it was that there would be a educational process that would take place. You'd watch the films, you'd talk about them, you'd learn new things, something that you hadn't seen that somebody else noticed. So that was designed intentionally, that conversation and the dialogue was very important. And so in this day and age, we do get 10 times that amount of submissions. So we developed a review process that pulls on a pool of a larger group of volunteer screeners. We still want people to be able to have that dialogue. So in the first round, we pair people up as screening buddies and encourage them to talk to each other. And then they'll sort of go up into the various rounds from round two and up. You know, the folks who are looking are pretty well versed in experimental film. They may be a maker themselves or, in many cases, people who teach the art form and so on.
So it's very, very considered and very thoughtful.
Extremely.
As it goes through. So of those 142 that you've got chosen out of those 3,000-some submissions, there are 11 films by Michigan filmmakers.
Yes.
Ranging from 60-minute film to a one-minute short. Tell us about
the
two or three that really jump out at you.
I would say, I know you're going to be talking with Nicole McDonald. I wanted to bring this one up as a great example of a regional film, or a Michigan film, I should say, that we're showing.
And that's Last Days of Chinatown.
That's right. Thank you. Last Days of Chinatown by Nicole McDonald. Our festival is an experimental film festival. We show work where artists use all kinds of means to push what you can do with the medium, do things that it might not have necessarily been designed for. Like, let's go back to celluloid for a second. You could actually draw on the film, and we've seen a lot of examples of that. Well, in addition to showing work that people are really playing with the materiality of the medium, we also feel it very important to make a space for alternative stories. So I would say Nicole's film is more in the form of a documentary with a personal edge to it. But the reason why it's so important for us to show it is because it's the people's story, alternative to what's happening in Detroit. What we have mainly been hearing is the success story of what's happening in Midtown. And this is an alternative to sort of the moneyed powers that be who are shaping the city.
Something that slipped through the cracks.
Exactly.
Yes,
so
yes.
We want to give a platform for this type of work.
What might be a couple of other Michigan films that you want to call our attention to?
I want to point out a film by Scott Northrup. This is called Homuncaro Redux, and it was made partly when he was in residency in Finland. So he's a professor at College for Creative Studies in Detroit. He's a filmmaker and installation artist. He brings his students to the festival every year. And we actually will be showing the world premiere of his newest film. He calls it a romantic essay film about remembering and forgetting the Finnish countryside. A film, a guy. This is a great example of film that's a very personal story. And we'll welcome his students' work there as well.
In fact, that's a good time to remind people that besides screening these 142 films that have been chosen for the festival, you've got events, as you say, orbital events kind of all going on. And then comes the tour and the DVD. Tell us about that.
That's right. This is a great way for us to spread the word out beyond Ann Arbor, beyond Michigan. The touring program has been going since 1964, so the second year of the festival. And this is a way to get films that you won't see anywhere else out to other places. We show it at universities, at microcinemas, art house cinemas all over the United States, Canada sometimes. We have some European stops. Edgehill University is close to Manchester in the UK, and they bring it there every year for their students.
Are these the winning films, or do you pretty much the winners of all the categories are on this tour?
We do show it's primarily award-winning films. Mm-hmm. We can't show all of them because there would be too many minutes. And similarly with the DVD, that's award-winning films. And then some other films of interest that maybe it didn't win an award but has a good reason to get out beyond the scope of our festival.
What do you love about this work?
I really love the way that the filmmakers are always showing us something new, not only in the way that they work with the medium and make it do things that we never thought of, but really the kinds of stories that they bring to the screen that, as I said before, they're things that we don't normally see in the type of media that we take in. It's a good challenge.
Where can people find the schedule?
The schedule is on our website, aafilmfest.org.
That's very, very easy to find, aafilmfest.org. Again, the Ann Arbor Film Festival running from Tuesday, the 26th of March, through Sunday, March the 31st. And we've been talking with its director, Leslie Raymond. Thank you so much, Leslie.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.